Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Tzadik Gimel in Bava Kama. We'll pick it up from the two dots. The first two dots about halfway down the page at the end of the Agadata. Homer Sama Esainai. Yesterday's Mishnah said a person is like, is he playing around? And he says, listen, knock my eye out, tear my suit, do whatever you want. When he says things like that, you're still chayev. You're not allowed to do that. He's not really serious because nobody wants their eye knocked out. Yet, we say, if he says, listen, tear my suit, and he says, you mean you're going to let me tear your suit and I don't have to pay for it? Yeah, tear my suit out and you don't have to pay for it, then you're potter if you do that. So the Gemara says, Amalei Ravasi bar Chama l'rabba, Maishna Reisha Maishna Seifa. Why in the beginning we say the guy wasn't serious? And at the end we says, yeah, you're serious, tear my suit, you don't have to pay for it. Amalei Reisha l'fishan mocha alav arshavam. Nobody wants to give up their limbs. And he says, listen, you know, rip my shoulder out of my socket or something. You know, rip my shoulder up. Nobody's serious about that. Whereas clothing, the guy could say, you know, he doesn't care about the shirt anymore or whatever. Amalei b'chi ana mochel al tsaro. Is a person mochel on his pain? Now notice here Rashi says tsar means literally ke'ev hamaka, the pain. Yesterday's Mishnah, we said that even though you did all five things, you paid nezek tsari b'shev hazbosh, you still have to ask mechila. Right? You broke the guy's, you know, nose or something, you still got to ask mechila. Because until that time, he's still upset, right? And there Rashi says, that he's upset about, that he was embarrassed. He knocked his, you knocked his teeth out or his, he broke his nose in front of everybody. That you're not mochel until you ask mechila. So there, even though Rashi says tsar means there that he's upset about the shame, but literally, when we talk about the nezek tsar v'shev z'boshes, there we mean the literal, the pain, like Rashi says over here, kev hamaka. So the Gemara says, "B'chiyara mochel al tsaro." The Tanya we learn he can't but send up menas liftor potter. We said, "Listen, you say the guy's not mochel on his pain; he's mochel on his clothing." But here he's the guy says, "Hit me, hit me, make give me a wound on menas that I'm, and you'll be potter." There we say you're potter. So it's a person mochel on his tsar. So what kind of an answer is that? A person not mochel on his limbs; he doesn't want to give up his limbs, and he's mochel tsar. Nobody wants to feel pain. Ishter. So Rabbi didn't have an answer. Amr Midi Shmiel Chavra, so Rabbi said to him, maybe you've heard something about this. Amr Lei Hachi Amr Sheshav Sheshim Shum Gamish Bacha. Do you know why a person cannot be mochel? And he says, listen, knock my, take my hand off, even if I and you'll be potter. You know why? Because a person can't be mochel on the pagam in the family. The family be embarrassed if he's missing limbs, etc., if he walks around looking crazy. Idmar Vashem Shum Gamish Bacha, Rabbi Mishim Shein Mochel Rashay Varm Shalom. So we had these two reasons. One is because of Begamish Bracha. One is because a person is not mochel on his main limbs. Yet is he mochel on his tsar? Not so simple, right? We said that was our answer to that. You're not mochel on Rosh Hashanah, but you are mochel on your tsar. Or you shouldn't be mochel on the tsar either. And there you say that you're potter. So how do you understand? Rabbi Yochanan gives an answer that's more, that solves more of the problems. Rashi says like this. Rav says it depends on what the dialogue was. Yesh hein shu kalav. Sometimes you say yes and you mean no. Sometimes you say no, you mean yes. For example, maybe yourself should claim. But Tanya Nami Yochi, what does he mean by that? He gives an example. Hakeni petzene, beat me, hit me, hit me what you want, hit, do what you want. So the guy says, I won't have to pay. I'm menas liftor, and I'll be potter. You won't make me pay. But I'm below, and he said, yeah, you really think so? Yeah, if he says it in a question, he doesn't mean it. But I'm below. Because a person, he gives the example in that case, it could be either way with either the material objects or your body. And here in this case, because it's more likely that a person doesn't want his body hurt, so he says, beat me up, break my nose. I can break your nose and you won't hold me responsible? You really think so? You think I'm not going to use? Like, yeah, that means no. If he says, listen, guy talks over, he says, straight. Break my nose and I won't hold you responsible. Okay, you're not responsible. So Rabbi Yochanan makes a very simple case. He says, you don't have to start asking, is he makbet a rashi varm? Is he makbet this, makbet that? No, Rabbi, it's very simple. It depends on what the dialogue was. If he said it straight out, you're potter. Over here in our Mishnah, he didn't say it like that. He said it with a question mark. Or let's say he says, or himself, karask, so see, let's say he says, tear my clothing. I'm an aslifter, and the guy says, and I won't have to pay. Vamele lav, why not? You know, vamelo no, vamelo vamelo lav, hari lav shukahen. In other words, if he says no, will I be potter? And he said, no. So it depends how you say it. So Rashi says here. Rashi explains, If he says straight out, break my nose and butter, that's fine. He just said, break my hand or cut off my hand. The other guy said, Amas liftor. Are you going to tell me that I won't have to pay? So if he says, hain, v'kamash ma'aslis, and v'yesh hain shukalab, if he's asking as a question, and he says, but if he says it as a straight thing, then he's taka a potter. Kenim said, Rashi says, v'amar leza al menas liftor, v'amar nechbal hain, yesh hain shukalab. He says, yeah, you really think I'm going to hold your potter? V'imini chusad, right? If he says, yeah, you're potter. U'braisel, diktani, kenim said, al menas liftor, potter, but v'amar nechbal kulamilsa. You know, before when we said that, hit me on the Nasibi Potter, the guy said, yeah, hit me, and you won't have to pay at all. And he said, then everybody is Dafka, right? Rashi says, again, the next Rashi, Yeshlav Shukahen, Iyat Ma Potter. This explains because a person usually is less likely to be makbet on his clothing and on his body. So again, he says, Kras Ktusi Almanas Liftor, Almanas Potter, Omelo. And he said to him, no. And he said to him, if he said, will I be potter? And he said, no, you won't be potter, then you're chayev. But if he said it as a question mark, no, why would you be potter? Then it's like, go ahead and do it. Shavar as Kadi Karas, because let's say he says, break my material items, break my pitcher, tear my clothing. So the Mishnah said, if he said, it's stam your chayiv. If he said, I'm menas liftor, then you're potter. And again, we explain this as, depends what he said. If he just said, stam, break my clothing, or you know, break my pitch, break my glassware, and then the guy broke it, you have to pay. I didn't say you're potter, I said break it. But you have to do it, you have to pay. If he says, I'm menas liftor, you're potter, break the mara. Even if he says, break it, why are you chayiv? V'rmini lishmor, the pasuk says, v'chitein ishal re'eu. If a person gives one person gives to another person things to watch, right? The pasuk is v'chitein ishal re'eu, you know, whatever kesef or kelim or whatever it is, lishmor. He has lishmor. So lishmor v'lo labet. I'm only chayiv if I have to watch him, but if I give him to you and I say, listen, take him and throw him out, you're not chayiv. Lishmor v'lo lekran. Lishmor v'lo lechalik. Let's say I say, here's money, give it out to the poor people, and then you lose the money, so you're not chayiv for that. You know why? Who's gonna demand the money? The poor people? You could always say, I was going to give it to somebody else, and they didn't acquire it yet. So the point over here is, too, is the guy says, we understand if the guy says, break my pitcher, and you won't have to pay for it. Okay, they're the missions of your potter. But if you just break my pitcher, you're chayiv. Why? I told you to break it. I didn't tell you to guard it. What's wrong with that? Why are you chayiv to pay? The first answer is, well, in the first case, it came into his hand already. If it didn't come into his hand, and he said, listen, before he even gave it to him, he said, you can break it, then you're potter. Even if he didn't say, I'm menas liftor. But over here, it's an Amish, just speaking my word first, he got it already. And then he told him to break it. He already has a din of a shomer. Amalei Rabba, lishmor dasla adeshmat. The Pasuk says, ki yitain, right? Ki yitain, the Pasuk says, if Reuven gives something to Shimon, when is Shimon chayev? If it's lishmor, if he told him to guard it. But even if he gave it to him in his hand and he told him, don't guard it, then the chayiv should be potter. So the pasuk is mashma that he gave it to his hand and still you're only chayiv if it's lishmor. So again, why did our Mishnah say, if I tell you, listen, break my, here's my item, here's my pitcher, break it. Here's my pitcher, you take it and I say, break it, you're chayiv. If I say, break it, I'm going to ask liftor that you'll be potter, then you're potter. But if I say, break it, you're chayiv. Why? I gave it to you and I told you not to watch it. Elam Rava Hava, this they came to stand for. They're both means where he put in his hand for Lokasha. Hosei Bataras Shmir Vod, Hosei Bataras, it depends how he came to his hand. When I put it in your hand to guard it, and then afterwards I said, break it, you're still responsible because I told you to watch it. You can break it, only if I tell you, break it, I'll menas that you'll be potter, right, in that case. But, so they were both in his hands, but the question is, how did it come into his hands originally? In our Mishnah, it came into his hands originally as a shomer, and then he said, break it, no good. But if he gave it to him originally and he said, listen, take this item and break it, then you're potter. There was a payroll, we can call it a payroll, but it was really like a purse of tztaka came to Pumpadisa. After the Rav Yosef was the Gabai tztaka, he gave it to Gabi Ugavri. He gave it to a certain guy who was to guard it. Pashabo, the other guy who he gave it to, was negligent. Also gam de gavur and ganavim took it because he was poshea. Ganavim took it. It doesn't mean it was a stam geneva where a shomachin was potter. It means because he was poshea, they took it. Chayv Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef was mechayiv him to pay. I omalei abayev atani. We learn lishmor v'lo lechalakan. And we just said, when are you chayiv if you took it to guard it? But if you took it either to break it or to give it out to the aniyim, your potter. And here, why was Rabbi Yosef mechayiv him to pay? Omalei, I need a pumpadisa mekets kitzlu v'lishmor. It's different. It's different when I tell you, here's a sum of money, give it out as you see fit, give it out to the poor people. So nobody has a complaint. If you lost it, nobody has a claim on you. But in the Din Bapadisa, it was more like a payroll. They got a fixed amount every week. This guy got 8 shekels, this guy got 2 shekels. They gave a certain amount every week. So when he gave it to this guy, it's as if it was their money already. So then they had a complaint about it. It's like, mom, there's a claim. Listen, that's my money. It's like a payroll. It's like the payroll came in on the wagon, you know, and this guy's supposed to get this much, supposed to go this much. That's what it's going to mean, and therefore it's a different case. That's the end of this parak. Now we begin the parak of Hagozel Eitzim, which if you wanted to put this all in one word, it's the word shinui, if you make a change in something. We mentioned before, we had before in the previous program, that if you steal something from somebody, and stealing, but I say, I mean, you robbed it, you took it from him, a gozel means in broad daylight, you overpowered him, you took it away from him. The halacha is you have to give it back, whether Adam came and caught you, or whether you're Mori yourself, you have to give it back. Heishas vazgel asher gozel. But the pasuk says asher gozel is only if it's in the status in which it was, but if there was any change made to it, as we'll see, you stole a block of wood and you made it into a table, then you only have to return the value of the block of wood, not the table. Okay, that's what the pasuk says. That means shinu, if you make a physical change in the item, you're kona. Even if there's no yish, before we talked about if there's yish, if the owner gave up, you stole it from him, you robbed it from him, and he gave up, he says, oh, you're a tough guy, I'll never get it back, and then you sold it to somebody else, so yish with shinu yirushus, and giving it to, sell it to another person, that can make that other person acquire it. But here we're talking about that. We're talking about a physical change in the item. Physical change in the item, even if there's no yish, is kona. That's the point of this parak. Before we had it back in Samach Bob, we said it's based on the pasuk because Asher Gozal. Pasuk Asher Gozal, you have to return it. Asher Gozal, the same thing that was when you took it. But if it's not, so if you still have the item, return the item. If it's not in that status anymore, you return the value of that item as it was when you took it. You could look at it in a way as, you know, you broke it, you bought it. You walk into a store and you break something. But here we're going to talk about something where you break it, even if you improved it. Any change made to it means it's yours. You acquired it at that point. You have to return only the item itself. No. You have to return the value of the item as it was when it's sold. Now we're going to give different examples. We're going to get into the details. Hagozel Eitzim. You stole wood. Vasakem, you made it into, let's say, you stole a block of wood, you made it into a table. Semi, you stole wool. Vasakem, you're going to be turning it into clothing. Mishang Chesedel, you got to pay the way it was worth at the time that you stole it. Whether it went up in value, if you obviously you made something out of it, so it's worth more, or if it went down, you got to pay the way it was good. Obviously, if you have the same item, you return it the way it was. Just return the item. But if it's not the same item anymore, you made a change to it. Mishang Chesedel. Gozel, now here's an example. Gozel, let's say you stole a pregnant cow. The yolden gave birth. So what happens now? You logic would say, give the cow back and the baby. Wait a minute, I paid the doctor, I paid the vet to have it born, and it was born in my rishus, you might have miscarried in your rishus, etc. You have to pay back the value of a pregnant cow, the way it was when you took it. Whatever it was, say in the 6th month or 5th month, whatever it was. Gazel parma beres v'yolda, or Rachel tuuna, let's say you stole a sheep that was laden with wool, fleece v'gaza, and you fleeced it, you sheared it. You say the same. You pay a pregnant cow the way pregnant, and you pay the value of the sheep as it was ready to be sheared. Goes apart. So, in other words, you don't pay back everything you have because it's your shearing now. You pay back the way it was when you stole. It's machlokas where the actual return is there a change in the mother of the baby in the cow? Is the cow also changed because before it was pregnant, now it's not? Or do you return the cow and plus you add on the value of what a pregnant cow would be worth?
This actually encourages people to steal.
Well, no. You're supposed to, the Torah tells us it's not.
You can improve the item and you return the value that you stole it. That means the difference is yours.
All right. So let me know if you steal anything today, if this encouraged you to steal. I don't know of anybody who's going to be encouraged to say it's not. Well, you're saying it's not detrimental enough. You know, the punishment isn't enough. Okay, well, the Torah says, you know, in the Torah, there's no jail, there's no nothing. You steal, just got to give it back. That's all. Just got to give it back. That's the Torah. That's all Torah requires. All right. because I, you said you frighten the guy and you scare the guy and you embarrass the guy, that you got to, you know, that's separate. But, you know, for the item itself, you just got to return it. Okay, let's say, Guzzle Parah, let's say you stole a cow and it got pregnant in your possession. V'nisabra etzlo, or v'yolda, and then it gave birth. Or Rachel, you stole a sheep and it grew fleece while it was etzlo, v'guzzle. Mishamta, again, you only return the value of what it was at that time. Now, again, I would tell you this. Let's say you stole a three-year-old sheep, and it was empty, and then it grew fleece or whatever, or it had a baby or whatever. It got pregnant, your possession returned. So you only have to return the value of the original mother. Right. What about all that value you got out of it? That's yours. But I would say you have to return the value of a three-year-old mother, not the four-year-old mother. It's a year later now. You got to return the value of what it was then. You understand? You got to return something like that. Zach, well, here's the rule. Kol gazlan misham k'shas gazela. People who steal have to pay what it was worth at the time that they stole it. Amri, so let's look at the example. He said, Amri, Eitzim v'Osin Kalim. He said, listen, you stole wood, a block of wood, and you made it into a table, right? Mashma, that's Dafka Eitzim v'Osin Kalim, sheep and love. Let's say I just smoothed it out. If I took a rough piece of wood and I planed it, right? I fixed it, made it ready. That's not a change. That's not a change. Isn't that also a change? I stole like a piece of a trunk of a tree or whatever, some lumber that was sitting there and didn't cut down, and I shaved it and planed it and made it all nice. That's not a change. Why did he say only if you made it into kalim? Now, the Gemara is going to deal with that. As soon as I planed it and smoothed it, that's also a permanent change. Or tzemer v'as mugadim, if I stole wool and I made it into begadim, ain't only that's a change. Livnu, if I just whitened it, I bleached it, it's not a change. For a minute, we learn in a brisa, gozleitz and v'shipim. Let's say I stole wood and I smoothed it out. Or avonimus, and I smoothed out stones. Or tzemer v'livnu, I stole wool and I bleached it. Pishtin, or I stole flax v'niko and I cleaned it out. Right? You processed it. Misham chasik zela. So I didn't have to make it into a table or make it into a shirt. As long as I made some change, it was permanent. That's good enough. Amar Abaya, Tani Didan, Tani Shidur Abban, and the Hadra of a Kol Shinshin, the Raisa. The Bryce over there was talking about a permanent change. What's a permanent change? If you took stuff and you bleached it, that's permanent. If you took a piece of rough wood and you planed it and smoothed it out, that's permanent. You can't get it back to its original state. The Bryce was talking, that's a Shinu de Raisa. Then as a Minotaur, that's a Shinui, and you're Konet. Armish is telling even a bigger chiddush, even something that's not that can revert back. For example, let's say I stole planks of wood and I, nailed them together and I made a sukkah out of it or something. Made some sort of, I could take it apart also. It's still there, so maybe that's not a shinui. So the Mishnah is telling you even a shinui, which is a shinui, calls a shinui drabbanan. That arises, that's not a change. Why did the rabbanan call a shinui? Probably because they want to help people do tshuva. So they understand they want to do takanas shavim. So they said. They want to do tshuva, so you don't have to take it apart, just pay the original wood, like that. That's what he calls a shina drabbanan. So it's tani dang, tani shina drabbanan, the hadra, that it could revert back to its original state. In other words, I stole wood, or I stole yarn or thread, and I made something out of it. I could painstakingly take the yarn apart, unweave it, and get back to its original state. But kolishkin shina drabbanan, certainly a permanent change, right? Eitz of us and Kalim, but Eitz of Meshippin. We're talking about Eitz of what do I mean? What can go back if it was wood that was already smoothed out? Like, you had a piece of lumber, right? A 2x4 or a plank that was smoothed out. My need is some, like planks. The sheen of delivery also, it's a sheen that can go back to the original state. All I could do is take out the nails, right? Take out the nails and it'll come back. The boy Meshippin, I could take it apart. So therefore, that's our mission. Our mission is talking about even where it's not a permanent change. Even a change which is not permanent, it's only Shin Drabbanan, that's also a change in your Kona, you pick Shas and Zayla, probably because of Takanas HaShavim. Semer Vasim Bugadim, we're talking about what kind of wool, but Semer Tavu, we're talking about wool which was already spun, it was already ready, it was like in thread form. The Shin Drabbanan of Yasa, you could change it back with the boy Sasla, you could take it apart. The Kolishkin Shin Drabbanan, and certainly where there was a permanent change, for example, I took rough wool and I spun it and wove it and then made it into yarn. You can't go back on it. You can't turn it back into the original wool. The question Shin Deraisa, the Tana Bra, the Tana of the Braisa, the other Tana Shin Deraisa, he's only talking about Shin Deraisa, Tana Shin Drabbanan Lok Tani. So that's one answer. Amish is telling you even a bigger chiddush. Even though it can go back and it can revert back to it's still considered a shina and you only pay like Shasik Zaylam. Ravashi Omer Tandi Din Amish Shin Deraisa Tani. Amish is also talking about Shin Deraisa, where it was Eitz and Vasim Kalim, what he's putting on Buchni. In other words, we're talking about clubs. You make clubs where you just smooth it a little bit, but it could also that it's not going back to its original state. Like felt, if you made, if you felt is something like the wool was made into felt, it's something that can't go back to its original state. Bring more of a liban, the other shin. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. So there's a shin deraisa, shin derabanan. Our mission is to talk about even a shin derabanan. Maybe it's only a shin deraisa according to the second point of Ravashi. But in either case, it teaches that once you're mishana son, once you change something, you pay kashas exela, and you keep the item or the produce after the shin. Bring more of a liban, the other shin. You mentioned over here that semrabas magadim ain't living in low. So he said, no, guzzle, I'm bit brisa says, guzzleites and sheep and avonim assistant semer velivnan. If you bleached it, that's a permanent change, and you're konet. Pomar is libun is this two kinds of libun. There's bleaching here in clothing. There's also libun when you fire up the oven and you make you to kash or something. Here, libun we're talking about bleaching. Velivnan, is that a change? Is bleaching really a change? I understand that turning something into thread is a change, right? Taking a rough piece of wood and planing it out and smoothing it, that's a permanent change. But is just whitening something, bleaching is a change, right? We learn like this, the halacha is that you have to give reishis hagez to the kohen, right? Reishis hagez, the first shearings you have to give the kohen if you have a certain amount. Say you have five animals and they all have a certain amount, because of manor and pros, you have to give a certain. Let's say before you give it to the kohen, you bleached it. You don't have to give it to the Kohen anymore. You know why? Because you made a change. Now you acquired it. Yeah, okay. Like Moshe says, everybody will do that. So you're a bad boy. You know, you're not nice to do, you know. Right, you can gain. I could steal your pregnant cow also and have birth and blah, blah, blah. And I can get, but, you know, you're a bad boy. So let's speak with, no, I should savo potter, your potter. Why? Because you made a change. You acquired. What about the coin? He's going to demand which coin? Every cow when it comes to you could say, I was going to give it to Irving, I was going to give it to somebody else. Right? So those people are like, I should have a putter. And so if you dyed it, you're putter. Livna, let's say you bleached it, velot seven, you didn't dye it, you're chayav, meaning there's no change. There's no change. So you say, you said before, libun is a shinoi. If you whiten it, you bleach it, that's considered shinoi, you own it. Here it's mashma. If you dyed it a color, then you're putter because you've made a change. But if you just bleached it, you're chayav. It's a machlokas. Very good. We go like Reb Shimon. The Tanya. We go like Reb Shimon says that shinui, that bleaching is a change. That process goes like Reb Shimon. The Tanya. Guzzle. Let's say you sheared it. Tavo, you spun it. Argo, you wove it. Ain't a mitzarif. It's not mitzarif. Here he's talking mitzarif, meaning that as you had five animals, each one had of a certain amount. And let's say as you did each one, you started making a change, like coloring it or whatever. So it says over here, you spun it, you wove it, you did all that. Ain't a mitzarif, then they don't add it up because you own it. Livno, let's say you bleach it. Reb Shimon Omer, ain't a mitzarif. Reb Shimon says, I'm because Reb Shimon holds that bleaching is good enough, like we had before in the Brisa. Ev a chomra mitzarif, a chomra says it's still mitzarif. In other words, to make the reishis hagez that you have to give, bleaching it did not make a change in which you acquire it. But if I sheared one animal, I bleached this stuff, that could still add up to the other shearings of the other animals to make the shear for chiyah, because bleaching is not considered a change. So the Chum say the bleaching is not a change. Reb Shimon says it is. Rava says you don't have to say some machlokes Reb Shimon Rabbanan. How about Reb Shimon Belthka Reb Shimon Lokasha? Hard enough to say in the food side of the circus. Okay, it depends. How did you bleach it? Did you bleach it just by, banging on it? Nafse means like you banged on it. You beat it. You beat it to knock out the dirt. And one is you combed it. You combed it. That's considered a different kind of bleaching. So it goes like Reb Shimon. So if you combed it, that's considered bleaching, and it wouldn't be mitzarif anymore because it's a change, and you and it doesn't add up to the reishis hagez. But if you just beat it, that's not a change. Reb Chiya bar Avin Amar, Harachaver Chaveri. One is where you whitened it, Harachaver. But one's where you whitened it stam, right? And one is where you did it with sulfur. The Chaveri, the Gufres L'Stav and Yaf. In other words, one is where you just did it stam with simple chemicals or water. And the other ones we use sulfur, that's a real change. Mor says, I understand. Okay, so, but either way, we say that Reb Shimon says that bleaching does work, either Rabban say it's not, or they both are Reb Shimon, but there's certain bleachings are a change and certain rings are not. Like the Gemara, Hashi Shlom, it's Sevel or Reb Shimon lo avishina. What do you mean? How can you say that Reb Shimon holds that bleaching is a shinui? He holds even dyeing is not a shinui. Dyeing it, a color is not a shinui. So liban avishina, how could liban be a shinui? The Tanya. And as your answer was, it goes like Reb Shimon. Shimon holds that the bleaching is a shinui. Reb Shimon doesn't even hold of dyeing. The Tanya. Gaza's rishon. Let's say you cut off each animal first, and you dyed it. and you dyed each one before you add it all together. The tuff one, then you spun, or you spun it as you sheared off each one, you spun it Argo. Ainam et starf, right? Gazas rishon v'tzavo, rishon v'tavo, rishon v'gargo. And as you did each animal, either you dyed it or you spun it or you wove it, it's not mitzarif because those are considered changes. That's the Tanakhama, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Rav Shimon, tzavo mitzarif, that if you dyed it, that's not considered a change, it's still mitzarif. So what do you see? Rav Shimon holds that even dying is not a change. So how could bleaching be a change? Depends. The Rabbanan and the leader of Shimon say that bleaching is a change, as is dying. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, the leader of Shimon, says that dying is not considered a change. So we're going with the Rabbanan according to Rav Shimon. Rav Amar, there's no machlokas with the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon ben Yehuda in what Rav Shimon says. Dyeing is different because you could use a certain kind of soap to remove the dye. Whereas bleaching, once you've cleaned it, it's whitened, you can't go back to its original state. You can make it dirty again in some other way, but it's not. That's still considered a permanent change. So v'shayni tseva, v'chiktani hosam lo, hispik litno at shetsavo. What do you mean? Dyeing is not considered a change? We said before at the beginning that if you didn't give it to the Kohen until you dyed it, your potter, well, Kim Mekivir Kol, that goes according to everybody, not just according to Rav Shimon. That's Bekola Elam. That's where you dyed it with a permanent thing, like indigo. You dyed it with some permanent dye, then it's permanent. But other dyes, it depends on the dye. Dyes that are not permanent is not a change, and dyes that are permanent are a change. Kedivir Kol, Bekola Elam, Delo Aver. Amrabai. Okay, so basically, what do we have so far? We've established that if you make a permanent change, definitely you acquire it. If you make a temporary change, right, it's according to the first Shita in our Mishnah, even that's also a change in which you acquire. What about a Liban? What about bleaching? So we say, we go like Rav Shimon, bleaching is considered, and it could be it's really not such a machlokas that it depends on the kind of bleaching, but Rav Shimon knows bleaching is good. Rav Shimon would hold that dying, even everybody who agrees that dying is not necessarily a change if it's done with something which is not permanent, but it's done with indigo, which is permanent, then it's considered a change. Abaya. So Abaya wants to say now, that, remember, what did Rav Shimon ben Yehuda just say in Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon ben Yehuda said in Rav Shimon that tzavo, that if you dyed it, it's not permanent. It's still mitzarif. It's not a change. So we explained it if it's not permanent, right? We explained it that way. But the simple is what Rav Shimon ben Yehuda said in Rav Shimon is that dying does even though you changed it, you're not kona. It's not a shini kona. So the Gemara Omer Abai says, we have five rabbis, Rav Shimon Yehuda and Beis Shammai. Rav Shimon Yehuda, we just said, Rav Shammai coming up, Blessed Manyak, Rav Shimon Lazar, Rav Shimon Shmuel, Kulis Fir L'Shinim Kamom. They all, that Shinui is not Kona. That even though you made a Shinui, that doesn't mean you acquired. You know, Shinui, it stays the way it is. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Now it's going to say, who are these five? And we're going to enumerate them to tomorrow. But at the end of the day, we're going to come out tomorrow and say, not necessarily so. These cases are all exceptional cases. Everybody holds that shinui, if you make a physical change in something, you're kona. Hey, shiv is a gzela, share gazal, only if it's a share gazal, if it's the same one. If it's not, you return it. You return the value. Why? Because everybody holds that shinui is kona. What about these five? We'll have to explain each one. So, but first he says, who are the five who apparently hold that shini bim koma omer, that she's not kona? Shimon Yura Haromer. He said in the name of Shimon that dying it doesn't mean that you own it. Let's say you're not allowed to give Esnan Zona to the base of mixture as a carbon, whether it's a bird or whether it's an animal or whether it's flour and oil that could be used as a libation. So let's say you gave her wheat Esnana for her for her payment. And she turned it into fine flour. Or Zaysim, you gave her olives, awesome shim, and she made it into oil. Another, you gave her grapes. Basanyan, she made it into wine. Now, can you use those things in the base of Migdash? Right? You're not allowed to. Tanichara, one bride said, also, you can't use it because Tani Yedach Mutan, one says, you're allowed to. Vam Rabbi Yosef, Tani Guri in the Mesparak, Uri from Mesparak, that was his name, from Mesparak, that place said, Beshameh Asr, Beshameh Asr says, you can't use it because they hold, apparently, even though you made a Shinui, right? Shinui Bim Koma, it's the same thing. Weisol Matirin. My time at Beshameh, Omer Kabbas says, Gam Shneem, right? It says, Lo Yavo, even though changes were made, you still can't use base. Right? Dafka them, not their changes. Their changes are okay. In other words, you can't use the grapes or the olives or the wheat, but if it was changed, it's not the same. That's to exclude their vlados. Okay. But So we brought down two out of the five. We'll see the other three tomorrow about things that have changed. But right away, you know, the hint, the answer's already there. We said these five guys hold, these five rabbis hold that Shinui does not affect that Shinui b'mkomayin. It doesn't mean you acquired. But obviously we know the difference already. The first one is what? That's because the die wasn't permanent. And in this case with the Esnan Zona, right, you could say it's based on a pusik, it's a Shinui, whatever it is. But who says that Shinui doesn't make a change at all? There, I got a pusik, gam Shinuyeyam, whatever. We already have hints as to why these are exceptional cases, and these don't really prove that the authors of them hold that Shinui is not Kona. Shinui is shown. Shinui affects a change, and you own it. But we're still trying to explain these five. Rabbi, I want to say these five people say that Shinui does not make a change. We'll see the other three tomorrow, and we'll see the answer that these are not really changes and that these are exceptional cases.
Welcome back.
Thank you.